Misfits Audio presents Blood Red Roses, Episode 5, Condemned. Winter coats the countryside of England in the year 1461. Enter a land mired in warfare, as monarchs fight to claim the throne and fairies roam the lands. Within the Lancastrian court, a banshee has arisen.
Pompeys with almonds would be fine, thank you.
No fancy frog food about these parts. What with the bloody army taking everything?
Don't be daft. The queen was careful to spread them out so that your kind would not be troubled.
Rest and refreshment, me old mum's kerchief. I'm not a roadside tavern. Day and night army riding through.
Do you not wish for the true monarch to rule the realm?
I don't really care at this point.
How can you say that when a cruel usurper rides towards us even now? Surely it is your duty to support
them. I ain't no knight. My duty, as you call it, is getting cheese on the table and keeping said table clean. Neither of which is possible with a band of miscreants charging through all the time.
You there. Ale for my men.
Hey, this is me man's cottage and that was me
Come tailored. Here, you wench.
Keep your dirty hands off of me. I have a husband, you big lout. Off with ye.
You'll do what I want. When I want. And how I want it,
how
wench.
Dare you? What would the queen say to such behavior?
Well, that old bird doesn't know won't hurt her. She's a witch! Get out of here! The cottage is cursed!
Thanks. That's quite a scream you got there.
I should have listened to Richard. He tried to tell me what the army was doing. I couldn't bring myself to believe it. I thought our cause was just...
Yeah, well, my kind, as you like to call us, get that from everyone.
If I show you something, will you promise not to take it amiss?
My lady, your hair is pure white.
Are you frightened of
you
me?
You are a witch! Get away from me! You are fey kind! Burn her! Burn her!
Oh, no, not again. How can I live like this? Perhaps I should return to the fairies and live amongst my own kind. Yet that would be a sort of dying. How odd. I just passed this bridge. Why do I keep coming back here? I meant to flee the court, not keep trying to return.
Lady Isabel! Is that you?
No!
I'm ever so glad to see you. Why could you not bid me farewell? I have dreamed of you slain, or worse in these cursed lands.
I am sorry for doubting your word, and am ever so happy to see you. I keep walking back towards the encampment. It is as if my feet have a will of their own.
You need not be afraid. Your husband-to-be was married off today to Lady Rosamond. The queen was certainly put out, but I do believe the queen is fond of you, and will not take it too amiss.
And your trial?
You may address me as Sir Richard Bolingbroke.
Do you think it is safe to return to court?
With careful handling and much humble grovelling. And you may need to dye your hair.
I already tried. The next day it reverts to white and my skin looks cold as winter's moon, even with the sun full upon it.
That only shows that you are English. The Lady Isabel Langley.
We are quite put out. Your behaviour of late has been extraordinarily faulty in all matters.
Indeed, Your Majesty. I am terribly sorry, and I know I have little chance of mercy under most circumstances. But trust to the unrivalled benevolence and kindly character of Your Majesty, greatest and most beautiful of all queens, rivaling even the greatest monarch.
Yes, child. No need to worm about on the ground in such a manner. You are not a snail before butterflies.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
It is only because you have not a proper husband to rule you in these matters. Well, our beloved Henry here, we would not need to make any decisions at all. As it is, we have found within our hearts to forgive you, child.
I do believe now would be a good time to slip away from the audience chamber while still in her good graces. One moment. Sir Edmund Percy of Northumberland.
As pompous as ever. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Who in heaven's name made such a sound?
Uh-oh.
Lady Isabel, this is outrageous. Arrest her.
Wait, I can explain, Your Majesty.
Look at her hair. She's not even mortal.
Take her away.
Lock that thing in a cage where it belongs.
Your Majesty, please, it is still me.
Isabel!
This audio has featured the voice talent of Rachel Rumler as Lady Isabel Langley, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Peasant Woman, Colin D. Snow as Lancastrian Soldier, Alex Gilmore as Sir Richard Bolingbroke, Trisha Groves as Queen Margaret of Anjou, music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This audio is released under a Creative Commons No Derivatives license in 2017. Visit misfitsaudio.com for more episodes.